Hi there and welcome back to the Amplify Aftercast. These are standalone shows, but they let me explore and think aloud on some of the topics raised in some of the guest interview shows. And this week I want to talk about content marketing. As I've said before, content marketing can seem like a lot of work. So what can we do to make being more productive feel like less work? Well, I don't think there's one answer to any problem. I believe what I'm about to share with you for some people could be really helpful. As marketers, we all want to be seen and heard. We want people to choose us, our products and services. We want to connect with people and stand out. But it's hard. There's a lot of noise online. Everyone's shouting, and cutting through this can seem like an impossible task. One answer to this problem is to turn up the volume, to add to the noise with more and more content. But this just leads to burnout. And for our audience, it leads to tune out. This episode assumes two things. Firstly, you actually care about your business. And second, you are actually into whatever it is you do for a living. Creating content without a plan often feels like you're trying to push water uphill. It's not fun, and that shows in how it connects with your audience. This week's podcast guest was Pascal Fintoni, and Pascal spoke about the three qualities of great content marketing. A previous guest, Mike Kim, talked about his three rings of personal branding. In this episode, I want to show how by combining these, you can discover both the map and the compass to great content marketing with much less resistance. So Pascal spoke of three qualities of great content marketing, and I'll expand on them a little here. So quality one was curiosity, to be curious. The quality of curiosity is important because by sharing your curiosity, by taking people on your journey with you, allows you to flip from creator to documenter. You simply need to record what you're thinking about, working on, learning about, or discovering. By taking the role of researcher, you generate great content as a byproduct of your activity instead of it becoming an additional activity. The second quality is helpfulness, to be helpful. Sharing your discoveries and helping other people see your world through your eyes allows you to connect your curiosity with others who are on the same path. Become a tutor or a wayfinder, helping others who aren't as far along the particular road you're on as you are. Be a friend or companion, tutoring and sharing what you know. The third quality is presence. Posting on social media gets you seen, but it doesn't build relationships. Posting on social media is a little bit like turning up at an event. Some people might see you, but unless you're talking to them, they won't engage with you. Engagement is where relationships are built. Give a little thought to how many platforms you publish on. It might be none, or it might be all of them. If you're active on many platforms, you can't hope to be fully present on them all. Decide on where you're going to spend quality time, and then make sure you do. This can be expanded out into Facebook and LinkedIn groups. Simply dabbling in them takes time. Decide on where you're going to be present, and then make sure you schedule time to be present. Presence is about having conversations. Too many people forget good manners on social media. Don't be the guy who does the social media equivalent of drive-by networking. Don't be the guy who sprays business cards into everyone's pocket but never asks about you. Take time to get to know people. And as the saying goes, people won't remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel. Take time for people on social media, and you'll amplify the effect of the other qualities tenfold. Small business owners often get very bad advice when it comes to content marketing and social media. Social media calendars, post templates, and all the other hacks will only take you so far, and that's not far. These three qualities offer a really useful map. They make it easy to visualize a landscape and make sense of things. You can imagine yourself there, but without a compass, it can be very hard to navigate. And this is where Mike Kim's three rings of personal branding come in. Mike Kim spoke about this on his podcast a while back, and it really sank in for me. And what I'd like you to do is imagine an old school Venn diagram or three intersecting circles. And in the first circle, we're going to put what pisses you off, what makes you angry about your industry, your service, your customers, your competitors, your lack of knowledge, their lack of knowledge, what you've learned. Simply put, what pisses you off about whatever it is you're into. In the second ring, we're going to put what breaks your heart. Who needs what you have? Who do you really want to help from a heartfelt place? Who needs to know what you know? where is there a right you can wrong? And into the third ring, we're going to put the problems that you solve. What are your expertise and how can you help? What skills do you have? And the point where each of these three rings intersects is where you'll find your superpower. It's where you find magnetic north of your personal brand, and it's where you'll find your mission. Now, if you're using your imagination, then you might be worrying that this compass of the three circles might actually have the potential to get quite a negative reaction. And you'd be right, and in fact, I will guarantee it. You can't get a strong positive reaction without an equally strong negative reaction. Polarizing an audience isn't a tactic I'd advise of its own accord, but here it's a byproduct. A polarized audience is one which is reacting, and as personal branding author Chris Ducker says, you need to market like a magnet to attract the best and repel the rest. So if you want to stand out online, and I'm sure you do, then it comes down to working for it. You need to be truly into what you do because you can't fake passion. More than that, you need to make time for it. Gary Vaynerchuk wrote that every business should be 80%, whatever it is they do for money, and 20% media company. Now everybody wants you to delegate or subcontract that 20% because they want your money, but you can't delegate it because it doesn't really work very well. You need to take responsibility for your own content mission. Once you've achieved that, you can amplify your 20%, that contribution, by hiring and help or repurposing or polishing, but you can't delegate that 20%. Everything I've just shared with you depends on one thing. If you're not actually into what you do for a living, it's going to be hard work, and I make no apology for that. If you don't actually love what you do, there will always be resistance, and content marketing will always feel like an uphill struggle. If you actually love what you do, then the map, the three qualities, and the compass, the three rings, will allow you to reveal your content instead of having to force a creative process. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way to help me reach more subscribers, and it means a lot. Please also connect with me on social media, and if you do, let me know so I can follow you back. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again soon.